and welcome back to another episode of the Cantina Talk. I am your host, Joshua Walsh, joined by always with Aiden. Today, we will be finishing our four-part series of Star Wars scenes with our top 10 accumulative live-action Star Wars movie scenes. And I'm going to hand it over to Aiden to start us off.
All right, so for all the Star Wars movies, my top 10 scenes, I'm going to start off at number 10 with, from The Force Awakens, the scene where Finn and Poe are in the TIE fighter, escaping the Kylo Ren ship, going back to Jakku to find BB-8. This scene, we've already talked about this scene, I have at least, from our sequels episode, last podcast. But this one, it's one of the great scenes. It's funny because the friendship between Finn and Poe, I think you mentioned it last podcast, is like only 15 minutes of screen time, but it seems like they're best friends, whereas in the whole prequel trilogy, it was like he had three movies between Anakin and Obi-Wan, and not until the very end did you feel like they were actually really close. And it's amazing how close Finn and Poe got just from the opening scene of The Force Awakens, and that's why I have that at number 10.
Yeah, I did not include that on my list. I really enjoyed that scene. And like you said, yeah, it was great to see how quick the chemistry between them was built in just that short matter of time. But going into my number 10 is the Opera House scene from Revenge of the Sith. And this just cracked my top 10. And this, for the record, was a pretty, I shouldn't say hard, but it was like, do I want to leave this scene out? Do I want to keep this scene? Like, there's so many great scenes from Star Wars to only put 10 on a list. So having this such a great scene rank out at number 10 just shows how good of a how good Star Wars is and how good some of the scenes really are.
Yeah, that scene, if we were doing an honorable mention, would have been my honorable mention. It was between the Finn and Poe scene and the Opera House scene, and I just chose Finn and Poe because still, every time I watch that scene, I get the chills. So, but moving on to my number 9, it's from The Rise of Skywalker, Kylo talking to Han, at the end, or towards the end of the movie. Just my favorite character, from all of Star Wars, coming back and talking to my favorite character from the sequel trilogy, and it's the father-son dynamic. And it's the second best turn to the good side moment in Star Wars history, even though I think it might only be the second turn to the good side moment in Star Wars history. So, but still, that Kylo talking to Han is top notch to me.
Yeah, I really like that scene. That one also didn't make my list, but that ranked a little lower on my sequel list than it did yours. But coming in my number 9 is another sequel. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, yeah, that was my second favorite scene from the sequel movies.
Mm-hmm. And then, but my number 9 is another sequel, but it's from Last Jedi, and it's the Praetorian Guard scene. And we both talked about this. It was one of my favorites last sequel ranking, and We loved the action in it. We loved the dynamic between Rey and Kylo throughout the whole scene. And I feel like this is going to be higher on your list than it is mine, which is fine. I have no complaints because this is a list with some of my favorite scenes in all of movie history. But this scene was a great, I shouldn't say like climax to the movie, because I think it got better with its action. But it was, for rising action, it was just about as good as it gets.
Yeah, that scene is higher on my list. It's my favorite scene from the entire sequel trilogy, so I'll talk about that one in a bit. But moving on to number 8 for me is the asteroid field scene from Empire Strikes Back. I think that this scene, watching it, it might have the best flow of suspense tied in with the score and just the stakes of what's happening in the movie at that time. and it involves my favorite character, Han Solo. So, you know, it's just that scene is another scene where every time I watch it, I just get the chills every time I watch it. Just like that Finn and Poe scene. So that's why the asteroid scene comes in at number 8 for me.
Yeah, I did like the. It didn't make my list again. It was a little lower on my original trilogy, but I think we both. I at least for me, it's one of the most intense scenes in all of movie history. Like you're on the edge of your seat the whole time, barring you like Star Wars. If you don't like Star Wars, then one, I don't know why you're listening to the podcast, but thank you anyway. And it was such an intense scene, and it has such great characters, and it's a shame it couldn't end up on my list like it did yours. But my number 8 is Luke versus Kylo on Crait. And I thought, so that's what I thought was my, or I guess I should say my second favorite scene from the sequel trilogy. And it was such a great scene for the fact. For the fact that Luke was able to, not only did he do one of the most powerful things I've ever seen a Jedi do in a movie, or anyone for that matter, but he did it in such a clever way that was allowing the resistance to escape.
Resistance.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
resistance to escape. I kept wanting to say rebels, but I knew that one right. And then I was, it was such a, and it was, the action was great. And like, there's just small touches, like he looks younger, but I didn't realize that at first. He didn't bring up any salt when he walked because he wasn't there. Like, just those little touches were just excellent. And that's one of the reasons
Yeah.
I like that movie so much.
Yeah, the direction there from Rian Johnson was quite spectacular in that little scene in the movie. That one didn't make my list. It was a little lower on my sequel trilogy top 10 scenes, but all the it was it's still a top scene for me. And you know, there are top 10 scenes like you've already said in Star Wars history that so there's not a lot of spaces and a lot of things to choose from. But moving on to 7 for me is when Han, Luke, and Leia escape from the Death Star in A New Hope. It's just the original three characters that everyone's fallen in love with, Han, Luke, and Leia. And it's really when you see them all in the on screen together for the first time, and they're going on their first mission. And it's just Leia's got the kind of like the sassiness of get this walking carpet out of my way or whatever. And then Han's running down the stormtroopers and just gets to the room where there's like a million of them, and he turns around yelling the other way. And Luke and Leia are swinging across the thing, and you know, it's just a great scene. Even with C-3PO and R2-D2 opening up the trash compactor and everything, I mean, it's just one of those classic scenes in Star Wars that it's great.
Yeah, that one, I don't know if that made my that. I don't think made my original trilogy list, but that is a great scene. I love it. And as you said, probably my favorite moment was when Han ran right into the room of like the million stormtroopers. I think that is quite possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen in Star Wars, is the second he runs into that room, and just the look on his face is absolutely hilarious. But going into my number 7 is my top favorite prequel trilogy scene, and it's the execution of Order 66. And I think that is probably the best directed scene in all of the prequel trilogy. It was, I love the way, like, just the, like, it was so dark. Like, you don't really don't see that dark of things in Star Wars. Like, you had, like, Luke's parents burning, and then, like, people's limbs getting cut off. And then, like, your father's the most evil man in the galaxy. But nothing as dark as a mass genocide of the most powerful people in the galaxy. And I thought, and it was like such a haunting, like, it's such a haunting scene, and it like sticks with me after I watch it for so long.
Yeah, that scene didn't make my top 10 here, but the Order 66 scene is, I think I talked about it earlier in the prequels, the first top 10 we did. I think I what left that off, I don't know if I had that on my list or not. Maybe it was lower, but what left it off was the fact that I wanted to see more. I wanted to see actual Darth Vader or Anakin and, actually storm the Jedi Temple and take out some Jedi with the 501st. And but it's still a great scene. But moving on to my number six is in Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, when they blow up the Death Star, and this is going to include not only the space battle but the forest moon of Endor as well. I like the how they kind of split it up. They had the three things going. They had Luke in the throne room with Vader and the Emperor. They had the space battle with Lando and Admiral Ackbar and Neem Yub, and then they had on the ground with Leia and Han and Chewie and the droids. And I think that the space battle and them on the ground are they just go so well together that they had to blow up the shield generator before they could blow up the Death Star. And they, I mean, it was just talk about another suspenseful scene where, you know, Han and Leia are captured and then they ended up breaking free with the help of the Ewoks. So it's that's another great scene.
Yeah, that one didn't make my list. That probably is one of the best space battles, if not the best. And I did love that scene. It didn't make either of my lists, and I did like it. But going into my number six is from the same movie, right around the same time as the Luke versus Vader lightsaber duel. And the only reason this ranks so low on my list is because there's so much great Star Wars that I just couldn't get any higher. Like, as much as I want to put this higher, I just couldn't. And
so
I
this is Luke versus Vader episode 6 is number 6 for you.
Yes, that's how much I like the rest of these scenes. And so what I love about this scene, it's not like, and like from now on, I don't think I have a single problem with any scene. I don't think I could fix it in any way to make it any better. But in this,
honestly,
like...
honestly, on my list, I don't know in my top 10 if I have a problem with any of my scenes.
Like, there's a few, like, problems, like... like, maybe, like, Order 66, it might have gone on just a tad bit. Like, it didn't show enough. Or,
well,
like,
yeah,
Darth Plagueis,
talking my list.
Yeah, but for me, like... right here is where it reaches, like, there's nothing. These are, in my opinion, perfect scenes. And the Luke versus Vader fight is, like, you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know. Maybe he will turn to the dark side, and it'll be up to Leia and Han to turn him back. You don't know. And you see his struggle to try and turn Vader back to good, even though he's the most evil man in the galaxy. Luke still has hope that he can turn him back. And that's why this ranks, I guess, I don't want to say low, because of all Star Wars, this is pretty high, but, like, it still ranks relatively high on my list, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Even though it's in the bottom half of the top 10.
Yeah, that is, that scene's higher on my list, and I'll get there, but, I'll move on to number 5. It's a repeat from your list, the throne room scene in The Last Jedi with the Praetorian guards and when Kylo kills Snoke. We talked about this last podcast as well. I don't think either of us saw the death of Snoke coming until maybe Kylo was
turning
the
lightsaber.
And he ended up cutting him in half. But, I mean, that was... The Last Jedi is... every time I think about that movie, I'm like, why isn't that my favorite Star Wars movie? And then I realize the original trilogy exists, so that scene or that movie just, like, it just went down different directions that I had no idea it was going to go down in. And mm-hmm. that scene really just kind of topped it all, and then leading into what happened with Luke that you already mentioned, but the throne room scene, I just thought it was awesome that the protagonist and the antagonist teamed up to fight, and then at the end of it, the antagonist didn't turn into a protagonist. He kept on being a bad guy and the good guy kept on being a good guy and they went their separate ways. I just thought that that was, or I just think that that is just really good filmmaking, and I really enjoyed how that ended up turning out, and it's just one of the best action scenes, I think, from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Too bad it didn't lead all to that much in Episode 9. But,
I mean,
we'll talk about that.
They had the Force Skype.
Yeah,
we could talk about that at a different podcast.
Well, yeah. But my number 5 is also from the sequels. It's my favorite sequel scene. It was The Return of Yoda. And I loved, like, Yoda's one of my favorite characters. I think he's hilarious. And this is when he comes back. It's not prequel Yoda where he's all serious doing kickflips all the time. It's back to Empire Strikes Back Yoda where he's got a little, he's funny, he's wise, and he's soft-spoken. And I when he comes back, the first time I saw it, I was spellbound. I didn't know what to think. The second I saw the back of his head, I was like, oh my god, it's Yoda. What's Yoda doing here? What's he doing? And then he like strikes the tree with lightning. And I was like, oh my god, that scene is just so great. And I wish it could be higher, but it still only rounds off my top 5.
Yeah, that's just another moment in The Last Jedi where I did not go in thinking Yoda was going to be showing up. And there he is, hitting Luke on the head with his cane, somehow, even though he's a Force ghost.
Always looking to the future, never here.
So moving on to number 4 for me, that scene, that Yoda scene didn't make it, even though it's a great scene from the last. Sorry, I think I cut out there. Anyway, moving on to my number 4, Anakin versus Obi-Wan, the big battle in the prequel trilogy, in Revenge of the Sith, where Anakin, ends up, in my opinion, fully committing to being Darth Vader. I think he still had a chance to turn back to the good side. But once he decided to go full rage mode against Obi-Wan, I think he chose to be Darth Vader from that point on. And this is just one of those scenes that is childhood nostalgia. Revenge of the Sith came out in 2005, so I would have been 5 years old, and I watched it maybe a year after that, so, you know, I grew up with this movie. This was, I can remember the first time I actually watched this scene, and it's just, you know, it's just a classic memory, and it's one of the best lightsaber battles in all of Star Wars, so I had to put it on the list, and it ended up being at number 4 for me.
Yeah, that one didn't make my list, and mainly because, like, on the prequels, I kept top 3, but, like, just scraping in, mainly because I thought it went on just a tad bit too long, and that's the main reason it didn't crack this list. I mean, Darth Plagueis the Wise barely made it with number 10, but that was a very close, it almost made it. If there was an honorable mention, it might have been that one, or maybe another one, but probably the Obi-Wan versus Anakin fight. But going into my number 4, it's the I Am Your Father scene. And this is one of the more iconic, if not the most iconic, Star Wars scene. Everyone knows it. Everyone's parodied it. It's Luke. That's the biggest plot twist in history. It's Luke finding out that Darth Vader is his father. The most evil man in the galaxy is the father of one of the leaders of the rebellion. And it's such a great twist. And I still get chills every time I watch it. There's nothing else I could say that hasn't already been said about it.
Yeah, the I Am Your Father scene is higher on my list, so I'll get to that when I get to that. But moving on to number 3 for me, coming in from Rogue One, the Vader tearing up the rebels in the hallway right at the end of the movie, right before the plans are given to Leia. And this scene, oh my, watching this in the movie theater was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just awesome. I mean, it was maybe the greatest scene I've ever seen in a movie theater. And this is what I've always wanted to see from Darth Vader. Like, Darth Vader was a really cool character, and probably, I mean, he's one of my favorite characters in all of Star Wars, and I didn't even know I needed to see this from Darth Vader, but after I saw it, I immediately wanted to see more, and I think that this is something that Disney should explore into maybe a Darth Vader TV series or a Darth Vader movie where he hunts down Jedi that escaped Order 66 and goes and kills him and just does what he did in this scene just for a whole show or movie, because like that's how great this scene was.
Yep, I don't know if you could have put that in a more convenient spot for me, Aiden, because that comes into my number three. And I mean, I gotta kind of go off what you said. That is the greatest scene I've ever seen in a movie theater. And man, like, that whole ending, that third act of that movie was pretty action-packed. But this was just the cherry on top. Because it's all dark, and you don't know what's happening. And then you hear the breathing. And that's when I was like, oh my god, it's Darth Vader. He was barely in this movie. What's he going to do? And then he ignites a lightsaber to start slaying everyone. It was better than I could have imagined. I could barely believe it. I was sitting there in awe at Darth Vader completely destroying a group of rebels. Even just with the Force alone. He picked like four of them up, put them to the ceiling, took their blasters away, stabbed the guy through the door. I don't think I could have asked for a better scene with Darth Vader other than that.
I completely agree. I completely agree. I think if we're talking most perfect action scenes in Star Wars history, I think that this is the best action scene or best action sequence in Star Wars history, in my opinion. I mean, yes. This is just like, there's not much story behind it. It's pretty useless when you look at the whole entire thing. Like, they could have ended the movie with just Leia getting the plans to the Death Star, but no, they added this, and it's definitely well worth it. And It came in at number three for me and you.
So. Man, was that awesome!
So they did a great job with that. Mm-hmm. But so I'll move on to my number two, and my number two is the "I Am Your Father," the Luke vs. Vader episode 5, "Empire Strikes Back." Hold on, lightsaber sequence to the reveal that Vader is indeed Luke's daddy.
Should have worded that better.
Yeah. Anyway, so I mean, like you said, it's the most iconic thing in Star Wars for sure, and one of the most iconic things in all of movie history. And I think that you know, obviously, you touched on it pretty well, and I don't know if I have much more to add after that. So that's why it's at my number two.
So my number two, which I would assume isn't on your list, or else. Unless it's number one, which I'd really be surprised, is Yoda on Dagobah. Is just Luke training on Dagobah. And it's mainly because I just loved Yoda. And the only reason he's not my favorite character other than Han Solo being awesome is because we only really get to see good Yoda in two movies. One movie and two scenes from Return of the Jedi and then one from Last Jedi. And that's, like, he just, and, like, him in Empire is just prime favorite movie character of all time contender. He is just so funny, but, like, he's so funny at the beginning, and then he becomes wise, but he still has got, like, that little bit of comedy to him. And the way he trains Luke is just so great. And I love every moment that he just sits there on screen.
Yeah, that one, I think the next original trilogy scene, that was my next original trilogy scene on that top 10 list that we did. So it didn't make my list, but that is, I mean, it's really the first time we ever got to see a Jedi get trained, and it was, I mean, it's a great scene. And like you said, Yoda from Empire it's great how he just flips the switch from funny comic guy to serious wise master Jedi, and just playing Luke like that. But I'll move on to my number one. And coming in at number one, my favorite Star Wars scene of all time is Luke vs. Vader episode 6. It's really not a competition, honestly, for me. I mean, this is like it's the, in my opinion, the best lightsaber battle, just based on what is happening. You know that Vader's Luke's dad. You know Luke's trying to turn him. The Emperor's there, tempting Luke to turn to the dark side and take his dad's place as his apprentice. And you know that Luke has his friends down there, and you know that Leia is now Luke's sister. And when Vader tempts Luke, saying, if you're not going to turn, maybe your sister will, and then Luke comes out and just goes full on dark side on Vader and ends up cutting off his hand, and then realizing that you know, he's becoming Vader since Vader cut off his hand in Empire Strikes Back. So I think that it's just played symbolism really well, and just the lighting when Luke's standing in the shadows and half of his face is dark and half of his face is light. It's just really great. And then once Vader eventually sees his son getting tortured by Palpatine, turns back to the good side, and then going on, taking off the mask, we get to see Vader's face for the first time without the mask, even though we kind of saw the back of his head in Empire. We get to see his face, and Luke gets to see his face, and it's my favorite scene in Star Wars history.
Yep, and I already touched on it, so I'm not going to say much, if anything. I did like that scene, and I guess I shouldn't. If that scene is only on my top six, you know, Star Wars is really packing a punch when it comes to good scenes. And that's one of the reasons mm-hmm. we both love Star Wars so much, is that it's not just action-packed movies for kids to keep them entertained, but they got some real compelling themes in there that can really drive it home. But coming to my number one, you already know this.
Can I guess your number one?
Yes.
I'm going to guess it's the introduction of Jar Jar Binks.
That is correct. No, in all seriousness, it's Luke looking into the two suns on Tatooine. And I don't think I've seen a more perfect shot in a movie than his back. I can picture it perfectly. His back with that small little tilt to it, his one arm hanging down, him looking, and then the one sun's just slightly above and to the left of the other one. There's no words spoken. It's very short. But it says so much about Luke's character in that one moment. And I think it might be the most iconic stuff. In my opinion, it's my favorite. It's one of the most iconic moments. If someone was to ask me what, pick out just one single image to talk of, just to represent Star Wars, I'm choosing Luke looking into the two suns on Tatooine. I think it's absolutely excellent. And then it has the callback when he dies in Last Jedi. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's a great scene. That's another scene where every time I watch it, I get the chills. And it just says so much about Luke's character and how relatable he is to everyone. That, you know, you always want to do something more, go on an adventure or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
that was a fun series of episodes.
That was one fun series of episodes. It was good not having to think of new episodes, too, for a solid week. For a solid 4 weeks. We will be coming out with a new type of episode next week, so look forward to that. We'll give you a quick spoiler on it. It's we'll bring on a guest. He's not famous at all. Hopefully he will be. That'd be cool. But we will have a special guest on. You'll find out if you listen to the next podcast. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. And Aiden, you could sign us off.
Yeah, see you guys.